Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Feed on a livestock operation accounts for nearly two-thirds of the expense to raise cattle. Extension specialist Brock Ortner says producers are always looking for ways to lower feed expenses and says bale grazing might be one way to do it. He says it not only might lower your labor and equipment costs, but could also improve nutrient distribution.
This topic, I think, will kind of challenge some paradigms as far as feeding waste. When we talk about bale grazing, we don't necessarily like to consider it waste in the traditional sense. But where this kind of arises is that there's that fact that almost two-thirds of annual cow costs are in the form of feeds, whether that be pasture rent, stored feedstuffs, et cetera. But what people don't often consider is the expense of feeding the cow. So there's feeds and then there's feeding. And where bale grazing can really be a benefit, I think, is targeting that feeding side of the equation. Because while we do have these stored forages, if we feed them to cows in a confinement scenario, there's that benefit of reducing waste, especially if we grind our hay or our stocks, whatever roughages that we're going to be feeding these cows. But at the same time, there's going to be a yardage cost. There's going to be some labor associated with starting up that equipment every day and feeding the cows, the depreciation expense on equipment, the cost of purchasing that equipment, not to mention the facilities, et cetera, that all get wrapped up in confinement scenario for our cows. So this bale grazing, in effect, is a way that we can utilize some land that might be underproducing and feed these roughages on underproducing land, capture the nutrients that would most often be called waste, but have that return to the soil and hopefully add some yield the following year on that land, whether it be grazed or hayed.
Brock talks about a research study that examined different locations where bale grazing was tried and offers tips to consider where bale grazing could make sense on your operation.
So as far as locations where we might consider bale grazing, just realize that this practice is not for all pastures or hay grounds. I think it has a place in some very targeted applications. With that being said, I think some of our improved pastures are a good option, as well as hay fields that have been established for several years. When I think of bale grazing on some of our native range and some newly established pastures, I think there's a little bit of risk at play when we bring in some baled forages, especially from off the ranch, not knowing what kind of seeds are present as far as noxious weeds, invasive plants that we don't want to inadvertently put on our already potentially stressed pastures or newly established hay ground, just to keep those really vigorous. You know, I think this is a practice where we could deposit some nutrients on some of our improved pastures and hay grounds. And besides that, when it comes to depositing these nutrients, when we compare bale grazing to a practice such as swath grazing would be a little bit more uniform in terms of depositing the manure and urine throughout that field. When we think of bale grazing, it's going to be more concentrated towards the bale centers, which is one thing that the authors of this article noticed. They followed the area that this practice was observed in for 18 months after. And in this paper, it certainly looked like that 18-month time period was a year of lower precipitation. But in this, they saw higher soil nitrate, nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. And on some of our native pastures, we probably don't want that really hot spot of nutrient deposition located in some concentrated points throughout the pasture. That's where I think we can maybe mimic the effects of synthetic fertilizers on areas that we would consider for synthetic fertilizer and help offset those input costs.
Stay tuned for part two of this discussion of bale grazing and the nutrient distribution aspect of this practice. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.